Scott Fleener lived most of his life without insurance. But in February, a surprise emergency made him reconsider.
I got deathly ill and I was taken up to my doctor here in Bloomington. He had to come out to the van to even check me out, and he called the hospital and told them to get me in because I was basically dying. And my appendix had ruptured, and I was in complete renal failure, so my kidneys were completely shut down, and I had pancreatitis.
Fleener was in the hospital for 18 days. When he left, he discovered his bill was $12,000. He was unemployed and uninsured. Fleener applied for the Healthy Indiana Plan, or HIP, hoping for financial help. After waiting a few months for processing, he was put on a waiting list and told it could be a year before a spot opened up. Among the 2,000 people on the HIP waiting list, stories similar to Fleener's are not uncommon. The federally subsidized plan mandates only 45,000 childless adults can be covered at a time. Seema Verma is a consultant with Indiana Family Social Services Administration. She says the underlying federal philosophy attaches more value to the lives of caretakers.
It's just a philosophical issue. If you're giving out public health insurance, the people that you're going to prioritize are going to be women and children in society's most vulnerable populations. And so, I mean, it's kind of crude, but in a way, it's attaching value to people's lives, say, you know, or who's the most vulnerable. And a childless adult is considered the least vulnerable.
There is no limit for adults with children or people with serious diseases, at least until the money runs out. 1,200 people are insured under the Enhanced Service Plan for people with life-threatening illnesses. 34,000 caretakers are also covered. Even so, about 500,000 Hoosiers have no form of health insurance. According to FSSA statistics, the number of uninsured Hoosiers is increasing at a faster pace than the national average. 62% of the uninsured are working-age adults. But Verma says HIP was never proposed as a replacement for traditional health care.
This is not intended to be a long-term solution. So we want the individuals may use the HIP program when they're in a bad situation, but we hope that they transition off and they go into a commercial plan.
Those on the waiting list also have the option of purchasing coverage from Anthem or MedWise at the state's 20-30% discounted group rate. But Verma says even the discounted rates are unaffordable for those in the lowest income bracket. She says expanding the funding for non-caretaker adults is the ideal option for covering more Hoosiers. But finding enough money to cover that list could prove difficult. Scott Fleener was able to pay for his care after learning about Volunteers in Medicine, a group of volunteer medical professionals who work pro bono to serve the uninsured in Monroe County. VIM helped Fleener pay off his bill. Of the $12,000 he owed the hospital, only $200 came out of his pocket.
It's irreplaceable. Had it not been for Bloomington Hospital helping me and the Volunteers of Medicine helping me, then, you know, I can't fathom where I'd be right now financially because, you know, they'd have probably wiped me out.
Volunteers in Medicine currently serves about 2,000 uninsured Hoosiers in Monroe County and has a handful of other branches in Owen County, Indianapolis, and Columbus. Still, the small organization is limited by geography and resources and can't help cover many more uninsured Hoosiers. It's part of a patchwork solution involving both federal and state agencies. In Wednesday's conclusion to this series, State Representative Peggy Welch and State Senator Vi Simpson offer other solutions for uninsured Hoosiers, which may not include support for a health care plan proposed by a fellow Democrat, President Barack Obama. For WFIU News, I'm Emily Loftus.